WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
L.A. Night.
Everyone seems to have a problem. Edition of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Sports Channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use carrier code Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward, and 49M Shop when you buy your GoGo Power Rangers. Quiz hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, this was a show. This was an interesting show. We had people fighting over champions. We had people whining over past relationships. And we have a mystery abounding that got announced earlier today. And we're all trying to figure out what exactly is going on with it. And WWE gave us no updates concerning it.
So the story coming, it was supposed to be Io Sky versus Naomi for the Women's World Championship tonight on Monday Night Raw. That did not take place, as Naomi has been not medically cleared to compete, whatever that means. Io was upset about it. Adam Pearce was like, wants to know what's going on. Roxanne and Raquel showed up because they were encouraged by Finn to go talk to Adam Pearce about the World Championship situation. They had a little bit of a confrontation. Io came here for a fight, and they had a match. It sounded like it was going to be a tag match, but it was just a regular singles match, one-on-one. Io Sky versus Roxanne Perez. Before the match started, the Kabuki Warriors backstage were like, hey, we could be in your corner. He was like, I've already beaten Roxanne once by myself. I could do it again. I don't need your help. And after a really good match, it turns out she didn't need their help, because she actually did lose thanks to their accidental involvement.
Drama. So much drama. Yes. Whatever is going on with Naomi, I hope she recovers and I hope everything is all right and it's nothing too severe or serious. So we're sending our best wishes to Naomi and as she heals up. As for the Io situation, oh my, there is drama. We have a little tension between Io and the Kabuki Warriors.
We do, because after the match, Io and Asuka started bickering with one another, and Kairi's trying to play the peacemaker, and Asuka shoved Io, and then Kairi's like, I gotta go, basically. That look of like, I gotta go support my partner, so there we are.
And then Rhea just sliding on in there afterwards.
So a little bit later. A little bit later, Io was walking backstage. Stephanie showed up. She said she wasn't the only one who was promised a title match, and that is apparently not happening as of now, because Naomi's not cleared.
The mystery deepens.
And then Rhea, who got an amazing pop.
Yeah.
You could barely hear her type of pop when she was trying to talk to Io backstage. She said she was sorry, and she was also looking forward to getting a title match at some point. And he was like, Perez shouldn't have been her. Rhea was like, yeah, I agree. Rhea questioned if Io could trust Asuka and Kairi. He was like, I know what you're saying, and I don't appreciate it.
Drama! Drama, drama, drama. We'll have to see where this goes. I like where this is. I like where it's headed. The fact that we're putting a little bit of drama into Io's world and she's not sure who she can trust. And as we know, Rhea and Io are frenemies at this stage where it's friendly competition, but Rhea is still looking to beat Io. And then, of course, the deal with the Kabuki Warriors, we're not sure what's going on there because it's all fine and dandy. And dandy and fine until it's not, and we have hit the not stage of that. Like I said, a mystery surrounding Naomi, and what made it worrying or at least concerning was when they had Stephanie say that now her match in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, in Paris is also in question. Like, it's not just tonight, it's at least an extended term. Now, they could come out tomorrow and say that Naomi's fine, but the fact that Stephanie may not also be getting her match kind of makes you wonder what's really going on. Because, as we mentioned at the top of the show, they gave no update on Naomi. They said nothing about Naomi other than at the top of the show that she was injured and they wished her well.
And stay tuned.
And that was it.
Stay tuned to socials for more updates.
And conveniently, as Rock pointed out before the show, Naomi and Jay are going to be, or no, Naomi and Jimmy are going to be on Steph's podcast this
Thursday.
Week.
Thursday.
Thursday. So we may have news on Thursday. We'll have to see.
Or it's nothing.
Maybe it will get eclipsed by Taylor Swift. Who knows?
Who knows?
But some fun things going on there.
What's not so fun is Bailey. They're in an interesting video with her. She doesn't know how she got where she is now. She's been doing it for 13 years and has never felt the way she does right now. She says she wants more but feel less, and then she wants more and feels nothing. She said the role model meant something before she even used it. She said she was treated like one before she saw herself as one, but eventually realized she could make a change and be an asset to the business. But now she's by herself. She said she felt everything that led up to where she is now got her nowhere. She's had no championship. Couldn't remember the last time she's felt proud of herself. She hasn't won. It's her fault. She took a deep breath, and then in the background, you heard her laughing and ding dong.
Crash Out Bailey's incoming. Like, it's been curious what they've been doing with her, because yeah, she has sort of been just sort of there for a while, and they've tried to do face Bailey and it's kind of worked, but she made such a fantastic heel that going taking her back to being a face is sort of weird, which is funny because when she was Bailey and she was like the world's biggest baby face and then they turned her heel, it's like, holy shit. And then she was such a fantastic heel that now that they're going back, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, like, if this works without her being like Bailey. So I would be curious to see where they take Bailey from here. How they sort of like reset the character and move forward.
Lyra was asked about it and says it's not her fault.
Nope. I mean, it's not. It's not.
It's not. No.
Like, Bailey was a part of her and Becky's feud, and Bailey lost. And Bailey got ushered out, and Lyra and Becky moved on, and they finished their feud up. So it's technically not Lyra's fault, and she didn't really want to be around Bailey because Bailey tried to screw her. Or I guess technically tried to screw Becky, but, you know, it cost Lyra, and, well, Lyra's not supposed to be happy about that.
Nope.
So it's not Lyra's fault that this has happened. It's Bailey's own actions.
It is. It was Becky Lynch, Maxxine Dupree for the Intercontinental Championship. It was okay. Becky got the win. She attacked Natty after the match.
I'm not sure how I feel about this. Is that bad?
I mean, it's all setting up for Becky and Natty, so it should be fine.
I know that's what it's setting up for, but like, I feel like Natty has like Natty and Maxxine both have multiple personalities at this stage in both WWE and outside of WWE, because they're doing the tag team, which is what, the Submission Dolls?
Dungeon Dolls,
which I am surprised that is not the name of a adult film.
Probably is.
Number one, I'm shocked they were allowed to do it. But number two, and not shocked in a bad way, I was just kind of like, okay, they allowed them to use that name. Interesting. But two, that it's like, I'm fairly like 90% sure there's at least one adult film called that. Not that I go looking for that kind of thing. But like, you have that persona, and then you still have Maxxine doing the Alpha Academy stuff. But then you have Natty doing her GCW stuff. So it's like, which character are we going to get? What's going, you know, what's going to happen? What are we doing here? Type deal. And it was a little weird to see Maxine still coming out. And I know she still kind of has, but it was just weird with Natty there that like she's not coming out in the new, one of the newer gimmicks, and she's still doing the Alpha Academy stuff.
I guess.
Like you would think at some point, especially with Otis not there, that you would move Maxine on from the Alpha Academy stuff and you give her her own Tron and you give her her own stuff and you let her come out to that as opposed to the old stuff.
I think one day, but she's not there yet. So we'll see.
We'll see.
It was Rusev versus Sami Zayn. Good match.
You want to talk about pops? You want to talk about pops?
Sami Zayn got a hell of a pop.
Sami Zayn got a homecoming pop, man.
He did. It was earlier tonight. It was backstage. He wants a chance at the world title. Pierce said, get through Rusev and then we'll have a talk. And Sheamus showed up and Pierce was like, he didn't want him interfering. Sami didn't want him interfering. Sheamus said he won't get involved. Well, he didn't during the match. Ended in disqualification when Solo and his crew showed up. His MFTs. They beat down Sami. Sheamus showed up. He went after Rusev. The MFTs and Solo were escorted from the building and Adam Pearce was not happy.
This was Adam Pearce's not so great night. He had a lot of problems tonight.
He did have a lot of problems.
He had to escort a lot of people out and break up a lot of incidents. And he was busy tonight.
He was. He also got involved with the New Day and Grayson Waller. Woods was upset about his hat.
I still want to know where he got it.
And it sounds like we're getting Penta versus Woods next week.
I will not complain about that at all. Not at all. I'll take it.
Finn Balor was concerned why El Grande Americano was just welcomed into their clubhouse. And Dom's like, I'm just using him for Triple Mania. Because there's a four-way for the Triple Mania Mega Championship. The AAA Mega Championship at Triple Mania this Saturday on YouTube. But it led to a tag match, AJ Styles and Dragon Lee versus Dominic and El Grande Americano. Really good match. With Dominic and El Grande Americano getting the win when Dom used the metal plate that dropped from Americano. He headbutted AJ Styles to get the win.
I enjoyed this. I thought this was fantastic. Like, this was a really good mix of talent, really good mix of styles. I liked the moment at the end where Americano accidentally, in quotations, drops the metal plate. And you actually see it.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to see it a lot. Like, Gable was really good about putting it in the mask and disguising it so you didn't see it. And so the fact that you see that slip and you see it get dropped and then Dominic picks it up before anybody catches it and puts it in his mask and hits the ending with it was really well done. Like, that was a nice little spot that they put together. But yeah, I would take this again. I wouldn't complain about it. Like, this was great.
So everyone seems to have a problem. CM Punk came to the ring, who got a massive pop, massive chant, and says he has a Seth Rollins problem. He added Rollins just trying to be the best CM Punk, yet failing miserably. Punk recalled becoming world champion for the first in over a dozen years. Punk said if the fans thought he was relentless in pursuit of his goals and obsessed with becoming champion, he's even more obsessed when it comes to regaining the championship. He talked about hating the player, not the game. He doesn't hate the game because he cashed in before, but he still hates the player known as Seth Rollins. He said Rollins wouldn't have to pretend to be injured because he'll get his hands on him and break his leg. L.A. Knight showed up. They had a handshake. They did the yeah. Knight said Punk was robbed at SummerSlam, deserves his rematch. But Punk also attacked Rollins during his title match last week. He understood it was the wrong place, wrong time. He said he and Punk don't have a problem, and he'd like to keep it that way. Knight asked Punk to go after Rollins after the bell rings. Said Punk will get his rematch after he gets his. Punk was asked Knight if he thought he was going because you had to be after Rollins stomped your head like a coconut. I saved you. You're welcome. I saved your life. I saved your career. Told him to get the back of the line. Knight said that when he thinks of Punk, what Punk did, thank isn't the word he would put before you. Knight recalled Punk saying there are levels to this, and Knight said Punk isn't on his level. Knight said he would do Punk a favor by forgetting that last week happened as long as Punk didn't let it happen again. The second favor, after he beat Rollins and wins the championship, you, Punk, will be my first successful title defense. Punk said he didn't want a Knight problem because they both have a Rollins problem. He's the best in the world, and you could see he was stalling for his ladies and gentlemen. His name is Paul Heyman. and LeBron Bronze came out. Heyman told Knight he should avoid getting the favor business with Punk, but Heyman said he's doing so will take years off your life and cost you your tribal chief. Punk was tired of hearing him talk. Someone's going to get a punch in the face tonight. He challenged Bronson and Breaker to come down. Heyman said he did teach Punk well. Heyman said he could make Punk and Knight versus Breaker and Reed tonight. Knight said they weren't looking for Breaker and Reed. They wanted Seth Rollins. Punk cut him off and was like, we accept. Knight's like, you don't talk for me. But they accept it. So your main event is going to be Punk and Knight versus Breaker and Reed on Monday Night Raw.
Just talk about the moment where Seth and Bronson go to leave and Braun walks forward and he's screaming at Punk and Knight and he is like, you're 40 and you're 47. You're both like 100. I could beat you both. The Steiner math mathed.
It did. It happened.
Like, Braun, honey. No. I mean, I guess if you round generously, sure, but no.
Math like doesn't math the there, no.
The math is not there, no. But, you know, I love the fact that the camera picked that up. It was so good. But the promo from Punk was really nice. Like, it was really good. I think it was a little awkward at the start, but other than that, it was fine. And then the addition of Knight was also good because you're building that tension. Like, I'm happy they're doing something with LA Knight. Like, that's very nice of them to do. So we're building Knight up to be that sort of potential main event contender. Bringing in that fresh blood, which yay. And then, of course, Seth being Seth, Heyman being Heyman. Like, Heyman telling Knight not to trust Punk and then going into that whole speech where he's, like, tearfully, you know, remembering all that CM Punk did to him, including losing his tribal chief. It was so good. And it was like, I don't quite remember that being how it happened, Paul, but okay. All right.
It's happened in his mind, so that's what you got to take.
Choices were willingly made there, Paul. Just going to leave it there. But yeah, this was a great opening segment. I love this. And I love the Shula Fala. And the fact that Heyman stands there when Bronson's not wearing it, wearing the Shula Fala with the title.
Yeah. So Bronson Reed did a video talking about, you know, he beat Rollins and that he earned his respect. They invite him into this vision. He doesn't want Roman's respect, though. He said he punked out Reigns twice, and the only reason it hasn't happened a third time is because Reigns hasn't stepped up. Bronson said it will keep happening until Roman acknowledges his tribal thief. Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
Seth Rollins finally showed up on the show. He was backstage and talked about, you know, he came here thinking he had a CM Punk problem, but CM Punk has an LA Knight problem. LA Knight has a CM Punk problem. Breaker and Reed are going to take advantage of it. So he has nothing to do, so he's leaving on a jet. So he says, it was CM Punk and LA Knight versus Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed. Good main event. It was a house show style main event for CM Punk. He really didn't do much. Did some headlocks, wore a shirt. Got people excited when he took off his shirt. Till Seth Rollins showed up. Jey Uso then made the save. They clear the ring of the heels. Adam Pearce was very mad. He said it was easy to be angry with Rollins because he's a liar and master manipulator who interferes in the main event to try to injure wrestlers. Pearce said he wouldn't be angry. He just looked for an opportunity. He announced that at Clash in Paris, it will be a fatal four-way. Jey Uso, LA Knight, and CM Punk challenging Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. LA Knight wasn't happy. He pushed off Punk. They threw hands. Jey Uso tried to get involved. Then the Vision got back in the ring, laid all the men out. And Rollins stood tall, holding up his championship.
Let's all be completely honest. There was nobody happy about this. Seth had a mad, Punk had a mad, Knight had a mad. Jey was just kind of chill, but I think he was mildly irritated about it. Nobody was really pleased by the announcement of a four-way at all. But yeah, Seth, honey, just, we're not going to believe anything you say at this point. So please stop lying. We know. Okay. We know not to trust you. You played us. Good for you. We know not to trust you now. Okay. Going to take a long time to rebuild that trust. So yeah, like, this was all fantastic. It's a good setup for Clash, which is what you want. You've got your main event there. Again, the only outlier is, of course, Naomi and what's going on there. And I imagine we will soon potentially find out, because I very much doubt they're going to do a false injury storyline after they just did Seth. Like, you kind of only get away with that once, right?
Yeah, I think this is a legitimate story.
Hopefully. Like, and I hope she's okay. Like, I genuinely hope she's okay. But, like, the main event was really good. The match was really good. I did find it funny that Punk kind of let LA Knight do all the work. Do your thing.
It was house show Punk. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Safe wrestling. Didn't do a lot. Crowd was excited. That's all that matters. They got to see him wrestle. He did his moves.
You know what? At this point, just wrap him in bubble wrap. Just as a precaution. Same thing with Seth. Just put them both in bubble wrap and protect them as much as you can, just to make sure that nothing happens to them.
But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday night for the wrap.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. I think we have to have a discussion.
We have to come up with a discussion. Yeah.
My God, we have to come up with a discussion. So tune in and find out what that will be. It's The Rock Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, this is where Lindsay has to put something into her calendar. WTR Fantasy returns on Russell Talk Radio this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Join us. It's going to be a lot of fun this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, around 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock and Sack or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy your Power Rangers or even Madden NFL 26 in the Epic Game Store, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimpleLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lynn's Ward Zero. And don't forget to use the creator codes for, you know, the Star Rail update that's coming like Wednesday, where we get 3.5 and we're getting new characters. And then don't forget, you know, the Genshin update and Not Cry and all that good stuff. So, you know, use the creator codes because hashtag Epic Partner.
Lindsay's going broke. This has been the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night. A long day waves on Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com